Chapter 3. After the fire burned fiercely for several hours, the intense cold and a blanket of snow eventually helped to put out the flames at Heartslove. The stables and the upper rooms in the castle keep were lost. Much of the needlework, so laboriously undertaken by Gavin and Will's mother, had disintegrated. The roof timbers above the great hall had also been damaged, and were left straddling the walls like charred bones. The gatehouse and guardroom escaped the flames, as did the kitchen, the bakery, and the brewhouse, together with the servants' quarters, of which Sir Thomas had been so proud. 6 people, as well as Sir Percy, were dead. It had taken some time for Gavin to pull himself up from the floor of the dais, but when he had managed, he forced himself straight into the firefighting fray. Dizzy and weak, his eyes black and his wounded arm weeping and hideous, he nevertheless worked without ceasing until he was forced to stop and assess the damage. Will paced up and down in front of him, feeling for the ruby brooch, which he had found by chance almost hidden in the snow. For safekeeping, he had attached it to his undershirt, and he could feel it now, sharp and solid against his ribs. The castle sat in a pall of acrid smoke, and the weather showed no signs of letting up. Even the abbey bells, which usually rang clearly across the valley both night and day, were too muffled to make out. The wedding guests and Gavin's household servants were huddled into groups. "We must send to the monks for whatever horses they can provide," Will was saying to Gavin. "Then we must arm and mount everybody who is willing to go after Discabius." Gavin listened in silence, trying to work out what time it was, for the fire and the snow corrupted the light. Eventually he worked out that it must be very late evening. "If we all go," Will declared, "we can beat him. Discabius is vermin. It is our duty to hunt him down, Gavin. He cannot have got far with old nurse inside the wagon." However, other voices urged caution. "I know Discabius is vermin," said Alan Shortspur, a well-meaning but pushy young man, the youngest son of a local family, who was hoping to hitch his star to Gavin's and raise himself up in the world.